did something that was called student upgrade, where we invited students from township schools, and we assisted them with extra tuition. After that, after the completion of my BPROC, I had a stint with a firm called Flockerman and Company doing articles. I couldn't continue there because the firm closed down. Then I went to do articles with a firm called Gavin Price. And after that, I then established my own practice, Sipho Allen Kizer Attorney. But immediately after completing the degree at the university, I was employed by what was then called ICD, Independent Complaints Directorate, where I worked as a legal officer. I worked for almost 2 years there, and then I was employed by the UNHCR through a Section 21 company which they formed, which was called KwaZulu-Natal Refugee Forum, where I worked as a project coordinator in KwaZulu-Natal, where we took interest in matters of the refugees and in line with the implementation program of the UNHCR. That is about what I could say regarding my professional evolution. At the moment, I'm running a practice, but I am also involved in other community matters, such as one of our clients who consults us is the station manager of a community radio station called Izwilo Mzansi, which has a dedicated program that is relevant to this position, and they deal with rehabilitation of victims of drug abuse. So they consult us now and again. On the question of my interest to be considered for membership in the board, my interest has always been in developing the potential, particularly of our disadvantaged youngsters or youngsters coming from a disadvantaged community, because there is a lot of impediment, social impediment that they have to overcome to become contributing members of the society and realizing their full potential. And in recent years, we have seen, as the master plan points out succinctly, that one of the challenges or main challenges now is the use of drugs by the communities. So my interest is in making a contribution towards the elimination of the scourge of drug use and drug dependency amongst the affected communities, using the interested formations such as, for instance, the community radio stations, because with the Izwilo Mzansi in KwaZulu-Natal, we have seen a market change in the behavior of thousand people who have gone through the process of being rehabilitated. And also, it's not just rehabilitation, but also the awareness programs that could be implemented, that could change the mindset from the one that supports the speech into the one that achieves the objectives of the committee and the board. My coming to the issue of what would be my immediate towards identified challenges. A challenge that I have seen from a distance, having read or having seen the draft master plan, or I should say with the benefit of having seen the draft master plan, is that the document is quite solid. However, there is very limited knowledge about it in the communities, and not just the knowledge, but there is no visible inroads that have been made towards achieving the goals. Well, I will speak perhaps with the limited knowledge of my jurisdiction, which is KwaZulu-Natal, but I would say that a document like this would be something that should be had almost every day in the radios, in the television, and in the newspapers, and in any other stakeholder forum, so that a participation can be kindled out from the various stakeholders that may give effect to the objectives.
One of the challenges faced by City 8 has been non-compliance by government department. That is, they're not reporting in time or not reporting at all. That made it hard for City 8 to do maybe the annual report or to keep on monitoring the process. What measures do you think need to be taken to improve compliance by your department?
The issue lies with the checks and balances. I think every official or employee of a state department is expected to perform his or her duties diligently and timely. It could be a numerous, it might happen that the problem is not a single factor. It could be that the problem lies with the capacity to, at an individual level, to comprehend what each individual is expected to do. That is one matter that needs to be investigated. That if a task is given to an individual official, there has to be a mechanism that is very controlling in terms of the quality and the deliverable that is expected of that individual. So I would say it starts it really starts with an individual in his or her office. So I would say that the measure that needs to be done is to ensure that there is an effective accountability and there is an effective monitoring from the time an instruction is given to the time of the expected report or expected deliverable from that individual, instead of giving a report and only come back when the report is due, and only to find that the report is not ready, or the task has not been performed for this or the other reason.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would just like to know, in your words, if you look at the Act, what do you think are the powers and the functions of the CEA? What, if you would be elected to be on this board, what would the powers and the functions be of this board?
I think it's advising the minister, and it's the planning coordination of the program. I'm just generalizing but touching the salient point. on advising the minister on matters relating to the Act or the objectives of the Act, I think the board will have to work really hard to sift the real issues from the stakeholder department as well as other relevant areas, so that the information that is presented to the minister or recommendations that are made to the minister and advice thereof is accurate and relevant to deliver the desired result. So I think the task would be to analyze critically and give correct and accurate information, if I may call it situational factors, or any other information that in terms of the Act is required to be brought to the attention of the minister, or the minister is required to act upon. Also, drawing from the Act, I think that I have mentioned this before in passing, that there is, from my subjective limited perspective, not as much publicity as one expects. So if the Act says that there should be, the board can is empowered to organize conferences, to me that speaks to the dissemination and the sharing of the information here, particularly in the draft master plan, such that those gatherings or those conferences should act as a vehicle to disseminate the information with the view of getting the right people to come in and participate in or in achieving the objectives of the board or of the minister.
Taking cue from your response, yes. How would you ensure data quality and integrity in helping the needs for social development and supporting the family.
Yes. I think one of the things that South Africa is blessed with is it is blessed with people who are dedicated, who love the country, and who have potential to make a difference. So, for instance, a measure that could be done is to call for public participation, which a committee may. And I believe the committee is empowered to draw up its functions or how it intends to execute its mandate. But for instance, when we speak of the drug problems, we know that drug problems do not happen in the churches. Drug problems would be happening in places like schools, in places like the nightclubs, where most of the young people are now seeing it as fashionable to dedicate their lives to. So these are the stakeholders right at the bottom that should be called in. And a buy-in must be found from those people, and then they can be an information can be sourced from them, and also apart from sourcing the information, but I think the board can benefit by engaging them perhaps in structures. I'm saying this in general as an idea that could be explored. But if we know that we have a drug problem at Sea Point, that cannot be left to an unstructured approach by certain organizations that would perhaps exacerbate the problem or create another problem in trying to solve the problem. So these are the people that need to be brought in and told that, look, there is a scientific method of approaching this instead of emotion. If there is a drug problem in Point Road in Durban, for instance, you involve people like councillors in local areas, and because there is no area in South Africa where you will find that there is not a single person who is genuinely interested in the fight against the drug peddling or drug abuse. So I would say that what needs to happen is a mechanism must be formulated to sift the right people at the grassroots level.
How would you make the Central Drug Authority more relevant and give it more teeth? Because currently, I mean, one of the criticisms is that it's not taken seriously. An example, I mean, you alluded to it, is that departments don't submit to court sometimes.
I think that I will start at the community level. When I went through the Act, I actually found that the Act is healthy, because in most cases we find that people in our community, I will speak about my community. In our communities, we find that the level of crime is very high, exactly as the master plan says. And you find that the motivation factor behind is are drugs. Now, when a criminal is apprehended by the community, they beat the hell out of him. But I saw a provision in the Act that says if a person is believed to be a drug, is addicted to drugs, any person can simply make an application to the court via the prosecutor, and that will lead to the initiation of proceedings or inquiry against that particular individual. Now, I think if our, for instance, I doubt that many of our communities are aware of even that simple but very important provision of the Act. So if we disseminate information like that, people then see that, hey, we should leave the shambles and go to, and not take the law into our own hands, but go to the courts. Now, coming back to the administration part, the implementation of the Act should be by cooperation of the relevant departments that are specified in Section 2. Now, I think that if an agreement, an instrument, is crafted wherein a head of the relevant department or the minister of the relevant department undertakes to give a specified sanction against an official who fails to perform as expected in terms of the Act. So there should be a sanction, because without a sanction, then we are giving officials have an unfettered a discretion to do as if and when they like. So I think an instrument may be formed, which instrument specifies the sanction that will follow if you fail. And at the same time, as I have indicated before, there should be the process should be monitored from the day the instruction is issued for a department to do something. So the instruments that may be formed should also look into that there is a proper follow-up leading to a sanction if a failure occurs. And if such agreement is made, so we can call it perhaps an interdepartmental agreement, which specifies the sanction, so that and it may be it might also be as resolute as saying that, you know, you can't come back and say I was on leave, which is the normal excuse that one finds with in dealing with government departments. So it must be very specific and focused on the desired effect is you must deliver. So I think an instrument like that might assist.
Maybe even to associate for the people out there with awareness.
Okay, the media. I think the media is the key player. And when I look through the act, I think I did not see the media in the list of departments. I think the media is the major contributor towards the trend that leads to drug abuse, and it can also be used to reverse this predicament. So the media can be used because it's not like on the ground there are no efforts or willingness. The willingness is there, and the communities are at a crisis point, so they are ready to give effect to the what is spelled out in the drug master plan as their portion. So the media can be used. I will go back to what I said earlier. Forums can be called through the media as a starting, because this is a process, as you know, it started as far back as 1992 when the legislation was passed. So my contribution there would be a call can be made through the media. I appreciate the opportunity very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
No one has ever told that to them.
Now we have three lawyers, and the thing is, I can't compare lawyers to a professor because they got different attributes that they bring to the table. You see, so that it's very difficult to decide on how many points, because the depth that he gave to me is totally different from a pharmaceutical guy or the guy who then the professor, the second guy we call him, but the next salary.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
So I can do it on Windows.
Yeah. Would it copy if I take it on normal Windows and I like try to copy that hard drive to Apple?
Yeah, because it's like
would they be compatible?
It should be fine. If it's music, like music for your iTunes, like
yeah,
it should be fine. Just put it on a hard drive.
Because I tried to put the CD in, but it doesn't seem to want to copy it from my now DVD.
Did you go to find out?
I don't know. You know what? I'm at this stage where I actually want to just go to Century City to the iStore and say, please guys, help me. I have to come here for a course or something.
Yeah, that's
one stupid MP. No, I've been there once and it was so bloody enlightening. I thought, gosh, this is like the next best thing.
It's just perfect. Like, you close your work, you do whatever. Like,
yeah.
It's just, I mean, so much sense. Because I'm a student, so it's just really efficient. And like, all the laptops are just good. Mastering their viruses,
Honourable members, our candidate is right. the Portfolio Committee on Social Development, the National Assembly, and we have other members of Parliament with us today. So I'm going to ask Honourable Member on my left just to introduce himself quickly.
For how long?
since 1983. After I've been completed my course.
Could you share with the panel the experiences? Because I'm sure you do have experience of looking at many people that have a problem of drug addict, and what do you think the drug department should do to improve the status of our children being addicted? Evelyn?
Yeah, the experience I'm having, honorable members, with substance abuse, I would call it substance abuse, because there are many drugs involved, is that mental illness, one of the causes of mental illness is substance abuse, because they take a drug and it stretches their brain cells, which should really be developing, especially that young ones are using it at that very tender age, while they're still growing. So their mind is not growing. Instead, it goes back, deteriorates, because these hard substances are really stretching them. And you know, with the substance and the cell and the brain cell, when you stretch the brain cell, it doesn't form a wound and heal to form a scar. It goes out. This cell goes out with whatever breath, urine, and sweat, many other things that goes out as a waste from the body. So the intellectual aspect of an individual goes down instead of growing.
Okay. Can I make a couple of options? Yes. I know that being a nurse with all the experiences, went to various hospitals, I did psychiatry also, but I saw nurses selling drugs, I wouldn't say drugs, but I would say tobacco, right inside the hospital. If we take you as a board member, what would you do to make sure that hospitals and rehabilitation centers monitored? What would you do as a board member?
Yeah, with selling of substances, because I would call it substances, to the people being in the hospital, in the employ of the hospital, really something that is not acceptable. So I would go around, if possible, to educate people, including the very nurses who are selling to the people, making them aware that, you know, it is not good to do that. You are not building the nation, you are just killing. So,
the last question would be that of many, many people that are dealing with substance abuse, like many NGOs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not quite sure whether the government will be able to make sure that in all of South Africa, we are able to coordinate all these people that are dealing with substance abuse so that there is some kind of dissemination of information, and also the government is able to monitor all these institutions that are dealing with substance abuse. As a board member, what would you do to make sure that all these, at their corners, the government is able to check what they are doing?
Because the function of CDA is to see to it, monitor the implementation of national government supply. I think through the board members, they can go out in all these provinces, in all these corners where they can, to really educate people that we must follow this rule in order to curb this stage of public opinion.
Miss Mamun Sai. As a mother, as a woman, and as a professional, can you share with us the impact of the substance abuse in the community, in our family, and especially to women?
The impact of substance abuse in our community, I'll start with the family. It really causes
the as a family member, if I'm having a child who is having substances, you know we are going to be directly affected by this substance, by this child, because if he or she doesn't get money to buy the drug, he is going to steal from the home. And we are going to be so crossed with him, and the family violence will start, because the father will be beating him, and will be trying to say, you know, don't beat him, let us do this, let us take him to the people who are the professionals who can help him. But it really causes a problem in the family, and even in the, with the neighbors, because we'll be stealing from home and in the neighbors. You see, she goes out now to the community. In the community, she will commit many, many, many crimes. And the people will be coming to the family to say, your child has done 1, 2, 3, and I want to be paid this and this. And the family would be not having money to pay for that, and they would not even send the child to go and do that. So it really costs food. And in the whole society, that is terrible, because after having drunk, they go out to set up places, they go to the bashes, they hold parties, and they don't even control themselves. They don't even if they are taught in the clinics that they are to use condoms to protect themselves, they don't do that. Ultimately, they end up having HIV. They become contracted with HIV/AIDS. So it's a problem really in the community.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Pai, if we look at the CDA at the moment, it has no teeth. It seems that there is no teeth at the CDA. As government institutions just ignore and the reports don't come in time, etc. What would you do if you were appointed again to better this? What would you say? What would give the CDA more speed? Vice versa, actually be able to fulfill their function?
I think we have experienced that. The departments are not bringing in their reports. And, you know, it shows that, you know, they don't bring the reports because they have not done the job in their different departments. Otherwise, if they have done the job, they would easily bring the reports to the city. So maybe it's because, as I said earlier on, that if the department is not having the people here who are dealing with the substance abuse programs on a daily basis, we still will not get the reports, even when they're coming to the aid. So that is why I was saying, I'm recommending that in each and every department, this person with this small group must be a substance abuse, because it is a scare. Even in the department, I don't think people are being educated about the dangers of substance abuse, the workers in the department. So they don't even see the need to really follow this program, even if it was said they must come up with their operational plans in their department. They don't do it. So if maybe education can go to these departments to make them aware of the importance of taking this serious, so that we sort of try and keep the substances from the root, maybe it will function. Maybe it must really educate these departments. I know they normally come to the meeting of the CDA, but maybe it is not enough. We've got to go to the department at different intervals. Talk to them.
One last question. Taking from your initial response to the first question, can you simply say to this panel that the current national drug master plan, the current law, is infected to groups actually be able to address the drug and substance abuse. And further, in your response, what do you think are the major role that this PDA must play to make sure that it can be addressed? The social ills in our community.
I would start by the first one. Yes, the current CDA, a national drug master plan. To me, the content is really addressing the what should be done in order to try and keep the situation. The only thing is that because CDA board members are not the implementers. They are monitoring the implementation of this national drug master plan. Maybe it lacks there, as I say, in the department, in other sectors, if they don't put people there to do the thing, it won't work. That is why they are not getting the report. And I would recommend that much as CDA are not implementers, but they should go deeper. If they see that the reports are not coming, yes, Igodia would be the secretariat would be there phoning the department to bring the reports. But you know, I don't know how we can, because it is already endorsed in the National Drug Master Plan that CDAs are monitored, not implement, but I'm complaining of the implementation as somebody who is really looking at it. The implementation really is not satisfactory.
Thank you Mrs. Sophia. You're a current board member.
Emma?
You're a current board member, and you've mentioned the fact that you've answered some of the questions with regards to the CDA not being strong enough or having authority. And you mentioned one aspect that could be improved upon, which would be having dedicated people in each department. But apart from that, what else can be done? And as a current board member, what action did you take or did you suggest the board take in the 5 years or 6 years you've been on the board? Because it's been a long going process. You know, so could this problem not have been rectified beforehand? And what makes you think that going back onto the board you'd be able to improve the authority of the board?
You have mentioned that you know what I recommend is that education really is the core of everything. We can educate people to look into this stage with an open eye and try and make some suggestions of what we can do really to improve the situation. And if they understand what should be done, I think things will improve. And the last question, I forgot the last question. What are you saying?
If you are re-elected to the board or reappointed to the board, what are you going to do that you haven't done in the last 6 years that will change, that will give the board some authority? Apart from suggesting that each department has dedicated officials.
I would suggest to the board members that they go out and educate people to understand this more, because you know substance abuse is neglected in many aspects. Even if we take, let me give an example of HIV and substance abuse. You know, HIV is something that is new. Substance abuse has been there, but when HIV and AIDS came into the picture, I don't know whether it was given that a power to be look into with a deeper eye. And substance abuse has been there. The process is very slow to understand. I don't know whether maybe something that is abstract, but it is not abstract because here are the people who are abusing substances. We see them and they are doing funny things, and they really impact on even on the economy of the country. But we don't go quicker there to really try and help the situation. I think everybody must stand up. CDA is there as the mouth of the parliament to see what is happening outside and bring the report. But you know, everybody must stand up.
Thank you.
Thank
the main thing in the world is many particular positions there are going to change because in the community, so
what did you see about the truth?
because of mental illness is substance abuse. And you know, if you go to psychiatric institutions and look at the statistics of what of the people who are or the patients who are in the institution, when you look at the cost of it, you'll find that substance abuse is the one that is really higher than other causes of mental illness. And if one is suffering from a mental illness because of substance abuse, they don't take time in the hospital. They spend shorter periods because you will be stabbed during that time of taking more of the substances, and then he went to the hospital and got treatment, and then he was healed, and then he was discharged quicker. So you are able to differentiate between the causes of mental illness due to substances and the causes of mental illness due to other causes. Other causes, you will stay longer period in the hospital. This one's short. So most of the steps in the hospital is substance abuse. Because of the condition, they would just stay in the community. Even if they are given the appointment date, they don't come. Hence, it is important that they get that specific aftercare service so that people should really go deeper. If they don't see them at the station, they go now out to their homes to go and see what is the problem if she's not coming. And the parents, too, are really not playing that good role for their children, because even if he sees or the father sees that this child is not now attending the review at the hospital properly, they just keep quiet, and then they would say he is mentally ill. So really, it is important that we have the aftercare services for the substance abuse. From the hospital, they go to maybe the daycare center where they will be kept busy during the day, and then they go home like any other person who is from work.
Thank you. Just before I go on to Twitter, I see you're the president of the Women's League of the Church, the Muslim Church.
Mm-hmm.
What is the concerns of women in the church around such things? And
also, were you involved in any programs
and so on? Because I
see
that you're
dealing with those that we have to come to the question. Yes, as women in church, we are really concerned about substances in the whole country, because I'm in a place where I meet with women from the province.
Yes.
And we normally say in our church, we've got to go to other churches and educate people. Our church is very lucky because it is a healing people who are knowledgeable with the subject. So on the 11th, 12th this month, we were at Pit Retreat in Mpumalanga, and we had our conference there. There's many diocese in that province. So we had in our speeches, substance abuse, and it was really attended by many people, plus 600 plus. So, and you could see that they are really concerned about this. Each and every one who was commenting was saying that, you know what, what ma'am is saying is really true, because I was saying drugs are in our home. No one would say that her child is not abusing drugs. It's just that they don't come and show us that they are abusing it. But they are involved, directly or indirectly. So the question that they were asking, could you, they were really showing that they want to be helped. The case that one were saying, we will call you to our province so that you come and really make us aware, make our children aware that these things are bad for their good. So really, I think the information is being disseminated because we are doing it at national level, provincial levels, and at that lower levels in our church. But we do go to our other churches to go and give our teaching. Not from the church, but from the volunteerism of the non-governmental organization as we work in our program. Going to have such offices, we still struggle and not reaching the goal. So really, I would recommend that we have a structure down there. To be exposed to the situation where you don't know other people and you are being asked questions, it's really opening the eye of an individual. You are asked questions both from your professional side, the community, the church. I had questions like that. So it shows that really one is broad with the type of work one is doing, especially that I'm doing it voluntarily. I don't even say I want money. I just do that out of passion. So I'm happy that I was exposed to this and hoping to continue my work of community. Thank you.
can be done to improve the functioning of the board and also to make it more relevant to the current issues around such challenges we face around substance abuse. Is it relevant? You can be free to feel that or you can be free.
My name is Lexi Wendelbrook. I'm coming from KZN. I'm here for an interview for the DA. What I can say, I'll start with my weaknesses. I'm still working on improving my communication skills to be more effective presenter. I recently joined a semester which I find very helpful. And my strength. Proper management of my time. And if they come under pressure. For this CDA, the CDA was established in 1996 and it was reviewed and it was established in 1999 and it was reviewed and the Department of Social Development introduced into Parliament for consideration. I think giving me the opportunity, it will help my community to reduce the intake of drugs. My designation at the moment, I'm a traditional healer. I was trained for 2 years to be a qualified sangoma. Previously, I was working for SABC as an account executive. Then I resigned in 2004. I had a calling to be from my ancestors to be a sangoma. Then I trained for 2 years. Then in 2007, I started to be a qualified sangoma. So what I'm doing, I'm assisting the community and I'm just treating all diseases from the community. In most cases, the youth came to me with their problems and most of them, they don't want to take drugs anymore and they don't know how to quit and taking drugs. So my job is to motivate them not to continue taking drugs, and they cannot just quit taking drugs. What they can do is to reduce the quantity. If maybe that person was taking a spoon of Mandrax, I'm just putting an example, a spoon a day, that person can reduce that quantity and take maybe half, like today. He can reduce it gradually up until they won't take drugs anymore. And there are some kinds of drugs and all of them are harmful, and to drugs you hooked once and you're harmed for life. And I also want to add on that the government, if it can just give us as the community some workshops to educate those youth that are taking drugs, I think that will help us, we as community, to fight with the disease, because it is a disease. and we have different kinds of drugs, and all those drugs are very harmful. We have about 18 kinds of drugs, and some of them are similar to one another, like heroin. Heroin is a very expensive drug, and that drug is similar to sugars. And there is also another a drug that called cat. That drug is a mixture of harmful substances. So I think the government, as I said before, I think the government must just give the community some more workshops to help those people who are ignorant as far as the drugs are concerned, because most of them, they are taking drugs and they don't know how harmful it is. They are just taking them. They don't know how harmful it is. But I think government, if they can just interfere and give some workshop to the community to teach those teenagers or youth how harmful it is. And the younger they are taking the drugs, the more harmful it is to their body.
Thank
you. My is from not the act of parliament, the act that created CDA. In terms of this act, what are the powers and functions of CDA? According to the act that created CDA.
There was an act that was formed in that was a prevention and treatment of drug dependency. That was formed in 1992, and the CDA was established in 1999. Yeah, the CDA was established in 1999, and the government introduced into parliament for consideration.
Yes, and perhaps I must just ask, what did you bring into the work of the CDA? What attributes do you think can you bring to the CDA, to the board, if you were appointed? What attributes would you be able to bring to the board?
I think I will bring more information with regard to how to prevent and treat the drug, and I will just bring in the way how to motivate or how to convince a person not to take drugs, and I will also bring in the disadvantages of taking drugs, because most of them know nothing about how to or how to behave.
Thank you very much.
To get more workshops.
regarding the accountability of the CDA, what will you do to make sure that the CDA comes to the CDA?
What I can do is, in my community, I can just have a meeting. I can call upon the parents of those culprits, those people who are taking drugs. I will call the parents, not them. Then I will have a meeting with their parents, and I will just workshop their parents in order for them to have their children not to continue to take drugs.
Bilmiyorum çalışacağız yine. Daha çok bilmiyorum çalışacağız yine toparlayışı. Akbe. Bu akutun bu important for you. For instance, a child can be can run mad because of drugs. So you go to the çalışan yıla and to reach an order. What impact can you make to keep those traditional councils or traditional organization to for maybe our net of promoting the day if you maybe make that in the board so that people can be aware of the fact that it's not about English only, but it's also there are some other things that create what impact can you make to the traditional leader organization if you make that in the board?
Okay, I think for that question, I will try to organize a workshop to workshop those traditional healers, because not all of them know more about drugs. Some of them don't know about drugs. But if you come to that traditional healer and you come with them, maybe your child is mad or whatever, that traditional healer will say to the child or to the guardian or mother or parent of that child that I can assist your child, I can just give your child 1, 2, 3, which is 4, in order for that traditional healer to get money from that particular person, even though the traditional healer can see that that is not a disease, it is it is caused by a drug. Mm-hmm. And that traditional healer won't be able to tell that guardian that it is a drug. It will just say that maybe it's his or her ancestors, they are looking for 1, 2, 3. If you can just load a goat or if you can just load a chicken, that is cheap, then your child will be fine. You see, I think to workshop those traditional healers as far as drugs are concerned, it will help a lot, and most of them will be helped. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for
if I can ask a question with regards to a department or with regards to okay. So I would like to know what significant changes has the Department of Social Development has in the last past 5 years.
But what we can say to you is that the CDA borders, there's no amendment to the Act itself. So it has operated the way it has. It was promulgated. It has, incidentally, had a huge summit, drug summit, in the province last year. And for the national conference, everyone is invited. All the CEOs, NGOs are doing something good in this province. But I think it was also a delegation of traditional leaders at the but they helped that and the research is not in the province. But the work has stayed the same, so the mandate is in the Act has not changed.
The Act was not amended.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm a psychiatric nurse by profession. In fact, I specialize in psychiatric nursing. And I'm presently a lecturer at the Northwest University, Mafeking campus. And I lecture in psychiatric nursing. Though I also do the quality assurance for the university. I simply have a passion for mental health. And I believe that substance abuse cannot be divorced from mental health, and that is why I took interest, because I'm also serving in the board of the data center, it's a religious center that's based in Mafeking. I'm serving in their board for substance dependent youth. So I think I have a role to play in the community. So in as far as the city is concerned, as part of the National Drug Master Plan, when I went through the plan, I realized that I can make a difference in supporting any initiative that is aimed at educating, preventing, rehabilitating people with substance abuse problems. Yeah, so as of the draft, National Drug Master Plan, I think education comes first, because I believe that you cannot make people aware without educating them. You cannot prevent without educating.
education is part of prevention, because when you educate the person, you empower the person to take responsibility for their own health, and drug prevention is part of the responsibility of every individual, every society, every community to start taking care of their health.
Please tell us a bit more about your research background.
Okay.
You published quite a lot of articles. You presented quite a few international conferences.
Yes, I did. When I did my master's, I did a study on widowhood and the mourning process. And in my PhD, I did the stigma of HIV and AIDS, focusing on women, because that's also my passion. Stigma, especially in both HIV and mental health, they are related, and even substance abuse is also part of it, because if you are a person with substance abuse, you end up having a stigma, because people start stigmatizing you as someone who is, like, even basically the substance that is the commonly used, alcohol. If you are an alcoholic, people stigmatize you because they start calling you names that are why you are a drunkard and all those things. So that is stigma. So stigma is one of my areas of specialty, where I feel that the communities have to be educated on the fact that people with problems like mental health problems, HIV, substance abuse, they need to be educated that those people do not just develop those problems. There are underlying causes. So they need to be educated that they mustn't, instead of stigmatizing the people and drifting them away, they should draw them closer so that they can go to the bottom of the cause of the problem, whether be it mental health, be it HIV and AIDS, be it substance abuse. People need to understand why a person chooses to abuse substances, so that they can be able to help or assist them. So I believe that research is very, very fundamental, especially with substance abuse, because we have to investigate why people abuse substances and what strategies can be put in place to assist the people to do away with substance abuse or dependence.
I suppose you just want to what do you think can be improved, especially in so far as the aspect of
the aspect
that you are emphasizing, of education, raising awareness, empowering, and so on. What do you think in the current strategy, what I think time now for policy to do? What do you think needs to change there to, in order to make it much more change, to mobilize community?
Okay. I believe that you have something that informs you. You cannot just review or change something without something that informs you, because you shall have done your monitoring and evaluation. You shall have seen where that one, you know, was not effective and what can you bring. So I believe that research can assist, because if you conduct your research and then you, because research will assist you, you know, to do away with a one-size-fits-all type of approach, so that your approach should be needs based. You have to go into the communities, do your research, find the facts, so that your approach can be informed by the facts that are real, and then you can have a better plan that is based on research and the needs. Because I believe that each and every individual, each and every society, each and every community has special needs. Because I don't think it works, say, for example, to conduct research in the Western Cape and generalize it to the rest of the country. Because provinces are different, communities are different. So you have to be informed by your research, especially research on the ground. so that your strategic plan then can be informed by real facts. That is what I would change. I would start with researching and then base my strategies on the needs of each and every society, each and every community.
Doctor, PDA was established as a result of the Act of Parliament, the National Supreme Court of Tribunals. In your understanding of the Act, what does the Act seek to achieve? And according to the said Act, what are the powers and functions of this?
Okay. I think the Act seeks to achieve the control of drug dependence, reduction of drug dependence and abuse. So in terms of the CPA, I think the powers of the CPA is to reduce drug dependence, drug abuse. The supply and the demand of drugs should be reduced, to liaise with other stakeholders in order to establish strategies or to develop strategies that would address different problems. Also to liaise with other departments. Say for example, okay, the CBN resides within the DSD. So the DSD should also liaise with other departments that will have an impact in the problem itself, like health. I think it's a whole range of the list of departments, health, justice, police department, police, what is it called? So all this. Home affairs, because we also have a problem these days of drug trafficking. So home affairs will also assist in that, because you have to identify who are the people who are coming into your country and what their aims and objectives are in terms of, you know, coming into the country. We have problems these days of people being caught with drugs outside our country, which is also a concern. So they have to liaise with all those departments that together can assist the CPA to find out or identify the root of the problem and be able to assist in that. And also to establish, you know, fora, especially at provincial level, at society level, at grassroots level, because I believe that the substance abuse or dependence problem has to be addressed from the grassroots at local level. So there should be local forums that are concerned with addressing the problem at local level, then at community level, then at provincial level. Because I believe that things happen at local level. So the municipalities must know their role, because I doubt if the municipalities do know their role, that they are supposed to establish some forums that can help or look into the problem of substance abuse.
Yes,
ma'am. I would just like to know, if you are appointed on the TDA, what do you also bring to the TDA, if you work to the TDA? So what would attribute would you bring to the TDA if you can say, you know what, if I'm on this board, I will be able to bring this forward so that we can actually make a change or to better the or strengthen the TDA? What attributes do you think will do that?
Like I've mentioned before, I think I would bring my research skills so that research can be conducted, and as I said before, that the strategies should be, or the whatever strategies to address the problem of substance abuse must be based or must be informed by the research findings.
Okay.
And then I would also bring my observational skills, because I think as a psychiatric nurse, as I go around wherever, say for example I'm a lecturer at the university, so, and we know that at institutions that's where problems are, at schools that's where problems are, so I would actually devise a means of going closer, going to the schools, going to places where I know, you know, that problems, where problems are, actually observe, investigate, and come out with the results that will inform the strategy.
One of the challenges faced by CBA has been not by government and province, but with their plan to address substance abuse. What measures do you think need to be taken to improve the quality?
Okay. I think you have to maximize your relationship with other departments. The CBA has to maximize its relationship. Because, you know, sometimes people work in silos, you know, work in silos, so there is no, you know, effective way of coordinating their efforts. So I think efforts have to be coordinated. The CBA must go closer or must maximize their liaison with this department. Maybe appoint people in the department who will be directly responsible for addressing the problem, so that these people should coordinate their efforts. Well, sometimes people do things in silos and there is no coordination of efforts, and that is why our strategies fail. But when efforts are appropriately coordinated, then something can happen.
I see you are related by who are most behind, who is currently in problem, and we work together in the same hospital.
We once worked together, but I'm at the
invitation,
no longer with
you. I'm going to answer this.
Okay.
So, I'm not taking from, I'm following your CV and your CV, that you did same course, but you went to other fields.
Yes.
Am I right?
You are right.
Yes. So, as a CVA board member, and I'm sure one of the questions that we ask is the establishment of forum in provinces. What can you tell us about the forum that you know in your province?
Mm.
Again, I would like you to tell the nurse, the psychiatrist, what are the key issues affecting families and communities concerning substance abuse?
All right. Oh, by the way, your first question.
My first question, I was saying, I'm following this question.
Yes.
It was just a comment.
Yes.
That you were nominated by who is a board member since 2014. And I'm saying, who am I is a board member currently.
Okay.
And I would like to know from you what did the CBA board did in your province.
Okay. So far I know of Sanka, and I don't know of any, you know, other forum, you know, that is actively functional in the province. Because like I said, that I don't believe that municipalities are aware that they're supposed to establish, you know, forums at local level, because as I said, that I believe that it is at local level where things should start for them to be effective. And
what would be your starting point then you see now the business.
Yeah.
That there's no forum.
Yes.
Especially your province. You don't know any forum in your province.
Yeah.
At your start point, what you want to do?
Yeah, it would be to go to the municipality, forge some healthy relationships with them, make them aware of their responsibility in as far as in line with the National Grant Master Plan, their responsibility, and then assist them, you know, to establish those forums. And I don't think it is such a difficult, you know, thing to do. It's just that maybe municipalities are focusing on other things and neglecting other things. And as we know, substance abuse, just like mental health, is one of the areas that are very, very neglected in our country. So I think that's where I will begin. Yeah.
Thank you.
work. And if you in my case in terms of improving the work of the service.
Thank you very much. I would say four questions. I don't know what first of all, I'm starting with my professional career. I'm a social worker by training. Then I work in the private in social child welfare. Then also in an organization called it's Necro now. It's a social service development fund. And then after that, then I joined the university, and I was more interested in doing a research. But later on, I joined in the Department of Sociology. But then afterwards, I became a lecturer in the Department of Social Work. Then all together, and I spent almost 26 years in time as in academic life. Then I left the academic life but later on I was asked to come back into the university by the department that I served before to be of assistance in social work research in dealing with senior students. In my teaching career, of course, I taught in many areas of the profession, including in this area. But of course, at that time, it was mainly to do with the problem of alcoholism. Question of the concern that we have. You see this when you get in an official position, the way students will become very consumptive of some reason or problem, of some liquor, and how it affects their work. Then I used to teach that, then I promoted a student who was writing an assignment on relapse behavior among African patients who were treated by a Sanka office at Mbangeni. Now reading in the promotion of the student further gave me some more insight in some of the problems in the addiction caused and alcohol. Got people to be attracted in other areas of the addiction as well. Then at one time I was asked by the University of Cape Town to be a an external examiner for a PhD student who had written about drugs and how South Africa was becoming a conduit for drugs. One learned more about the drugs and the drug trade. Then I left the university. Did something else, and then in 2007, of course, and then I went back now on a part-time basis because I'm doing something else now. Then in 2009, 2010, we were conducting the research. I was one of the 10 members of the task team, the commission that was appointed by the Minister of Trade and Industry to do on the various aspects of maybe the gambling industry in South Africa. Now the section that I contemplated on to deal with the social consequences of gambling. concentrate on the aspect of often addiction, why people become addicted to gambling. The operation of gambling, now that becomes an associated with other drugs, alcohol consumption. And some people believe that there is something that they should do to concentrate very much on the machine. To sit 3-4 hours on the machines and to pepper themselves and up. With, of course, with some very destructive consequences of that. But I mean, if you do that, it sort of caused me to read more about what he was involved in addiction. Then I also assisted in another person who was doing a master's program in this area again, but that person was not supervised by me after 2007. So I've been reading in this area and now and then. And of course, it has also caused me to look into the programs that I discussed, for instance, in TV, and some of the news aspects that come out in dealing with this problem of the drugs. Like, for instance, the one that came out very recently, the one that where doctors in Soweto are having the problem of people wanting antiretrovirus in order to make it. That's a very big problem. I listened to that with a great, with some interest. Now, down in our place, for quite some time now, we've gotten the people who are involved in this mixture, we call it Wunga.
Yeah.
We know about it. It all happened, of course, that some of the children, those parents are closer to me, got caught up in this. So it's one of the things that from the background and often social work and wanting to help people. I'm still involved as a chairperson of a child welfare society, one of the big child welfare societies, the Pinetown Highway child welfare society. We employ a total of 34 social workers. I've been in that organization, the chairman for the past 8 years now. So these are some of the problems that we're dealing with among family problems. And then, of course, then people having to be fed. And then also helping the director, will ask some of the problems when some of the staff members themselves become involved. Yeah, that does become a very big problem. And then, of course, there is this problem which has been very frightening now. When our young people are being used as carriers of cocaine and so on, with the news and so on, I'm wondering if that's the greatest difference. Because it's a very painful thing, the right to riches and the story that people believe in it. But the amount of harm that it causes, it's very catastrophic. When we were in Australia during this research, we learned some of the things, how addiction can become a problem. It can really become a problem. And of course, some of the things that they were doing in order to deal with addiction. Because addiction per se becomes an addiction when gambling and drugs and so on. That is the first part. Now, this second part, could you mind before I go to the other one?
Well, I think the last part was the basic substitution. was if you were disappointed in the candidate for the CDA, what experience did you what areas did you think should there be a focus on to be presented that you think is lacking?
Often, I do not want to be presumptuous, you see, because I mean, I thought we've been in this body before. Now, one has written the act, has written the national draft of the master plan, and other readings that are in and around there, and people who are working in this area. But the one thing that, of course, in discussing with the people, so in this country, when we are confronted by the problem of HIV/AIDS, the government went out in a campaign to educate as much as possible, you know, people with those educational skills and so on. Now, this area of an addiction, drugs and so on, it is equally destructive. In that it tends to permeate a lot of areas in society. Among the youth, for instance, this is a big problem. People who are deprived of the future because of the use of different drugs and so on. My younger brother comes from a family of nine. My younger brother, number eight, died at a young age. We're not aware of the fact that he was using drugs. Until, of course, he lost the because it got connected with a whole lot of other things and eventually suffered from HIV, AIDS and so on. But when he was young, of course, he used to post that this is not affecting me because I'm able to get a good position in that he did even when he went through the trick and so on. He did get in a good position and a good marks. But of course, after my training, as a social worker, I knew that the baby one day is going to be lost. My father told me that there are certain things that you cannot fight against. Being drunk will eventually, they consume you at the end. So in an educational campaign, I do feel that they are still a priority, getting more people in the same way as we did when we were fighting HIV/AIDS. And there is this, for instance, a program run by the education department in the cluster in terms of the master plan. One wonders how many schools has gotten to? Because in some areas, people don't seem to know about it. Yes, because go into a number of places in the work and I'm interested in the community. Right now, for instance, there's a project that we are involved in when going into the different universities and the quality assurance for the training of the bachelor's and social work degree. Again, there. In some departments, there is very little that is done in this area. I'm just going to quote you. You go to the University of Natal, for instance, the KZN. There's a very good teaching material that they have. You go to Stellenbosch, it is the same thing. You go to Western Cape, it is the same thing. But you go to some places, this aspect which is affecting the young people in this manner. People are trained as social workers. They must be adequately equipped to do this, I mean, to be involved in this fight. In the same way as, for instance, the nurses are being trained to fight the whole problem of HIV. I do believe that in the training of social workers, I mean, much more emphasis is to be given in getting a more material. I mean, having been to these universities, 18 of them now, we can see the difference, the emphasis in that is in the yes. The first question, that one of genetics. I'm not a medical doctor. I don't know.
For
the family issue, yes.
The problem of an alcoholic mother with a child,
there's
a
trippy
child, the child also
being. Yes, and there is that indication at a family side. That I mean, we as a parent, I mean, can have behavior that impacts on our children. If the parents, you know, for instance, in a way, had a tendency, you know, often being, you know, consumptive, you know, to a very great extent, that's likely, you know, to affect maybe a children. And it is, you know, of course, and I said that in parents, I mean, children of parents in a way like that, there is a greater inclination that, you know, I mean, they are going to, you know, suffer in the same. And that's, of course, an excitement that they feel like, and I don't know why. Then, of course, the whole thing about, I mean, the genetic aspect, I only like to answer it medically. But, of course, a predisposition, there is that aspect, and often a predisposition, because then children will, for instance, start at a later area. And of course, and parents may not have been involved in some of the harder substances, you know, that we have today, but the exposure that, I mean, children will be having, I mean, will damage, you know, their lives, and I mean, much faster than it might have done with their parents. I mean, we know, for instance, I mean, the whole thing of what they call it, many of these, you know, children out of school, they do want to start on glue sniffing. I mean, that thing, you know, when we were young, that used to be a big problem. But of course, fortunately, you know, we escaped with that. Now, I'll say that, you know, there will be that influence and what they call predisposition that children might suffer a little bit more. Yeah. Then, insofar as steps, not in steps and as such, but in some of the things and that can be done in terms of opening the educational campaign that I'm talking into. There are certain places, you know, for instance, in that you get a greater number of people through communication, like in commuting places, at bus ranks and taxi ranks and so on. That the information, for instance, is strategic in the places to be displayed in terms of posters and other things, so that people are able to see that people who use drugs and this is what happens and to them. And in some areas, and of course, as we know, in some countries, and as you know, that some of the graphic images that are put on cigarette packets, you know, that just get people away. I do think that if people are able to see that, man, if you do this, and this is what is going to happen to you in future, may have an educational effect to the people who see this. Then, of course, another aspect, it is the involvement of the significant others in the community. In that, among other things, they also taking into account that this is a problem of abuse of substances that have got a detrimental effect on young people's life doesn't exist. And of course, people who are in a position to also relate in a better disciplined way, people who are involved in faith organizations. Some of these, organizations have gotten programs, and that are good programs for youth and so on. Among other things, that need to be included. That young people, among other things, must be helped in order to avoid that. In addition to what is being done formally at schools. No, for instance, Sanka has got some very good programs. My daughter, when she was in standard 8, they had an address by a Sanka person, and then she had to write an assignment. She wrote a very good assignment. Of course, she asked me that I must help me. I had to do that. Yes, but it was from her understanding at that age, it was a very good effort. It meant that she had listened with understanding. I do believe that that can be done. But of course, Sanka does not reach in many places because of the way these organizations are. That's why I'm talking often, the use of often significant people in other areas that may not be reached by some of these NGOs.
Because one of the functions of CDA is to advise the minister on new approaches and maybe tactical intervention on how to combat and drug and substance abuse. How would you ensure data quality and integrity in advising the Minister of Social Development and reporting to parliament?
That, of course, will need to be done in a manner that is objective. We do that, for instance, by doing appropriate research. I'm using the word research in a very wide sense, so that we are able to collect what we say, adequate information about the condition that we are facing. We must not also take into account, as it is indicated in the master plan and so on, that in the different areas of the country, this will be more pronounced, the use of this will be more pronounced than in other areas. That, for instance, information about that is adequately codified in the programs, and for instance, in of your communication with the youth or other people who are involved. And then the minister, for instance, then I mean, will have to be given information which is, I'll say, appropriate. And then from, I mean, her side, you know, from the department side, they will be in a position, for instance, to focus that this particular time we'll focus on this. This particular time we'll be focusing on this. And then in communication, for instance, in communication either at wider community level or communication within the organizations that are involved in strengthening them. I do believe that some of the organizations that are involved need to be better capacitated to do their work than multiplying and forming a new organization. And then to be able to carry their work, and I'll say, more effectively than they are able to do in, person in terms of resources, funds, and in terms of often a capacity and capability and often being involved. I don't know whether I've left you something.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Madam. I would just like to know, Professor, according to the Act, what do you think are the powers and the functions, in your words, what do you believe is the powers and the functions of this new Act?
To advise the minister and then to come up with a plan on how to deal with the whole problem of the drugs and drug abuse, and also the aspect of elimination, plan for the elimination of this, and then of course to to do whatever other functions the minister may feel need to be delegated, given to this body, in order to attend to some of the problems that may have been highlighted. As I have indicated in answering the question of Mr. Plati, that for instance, if there are plans and information that has indicated that this thing happens to be rife in areas, then the minister may say on the basis of that, let me please do more about this. And then the capacity of course in the government, this in terms of this in the plan, that they should be more networking within other departments that are involved, especially the Department of Education, because being near education, I happen to be sensitive to children who suffer. And then, of course, my heart bleeds when you get people getting to university stage, but then they destroy themselves. A student were with a person who gets 86% in chemistry, but then he ends up not finishing the degree, and today he's nothing. He's an old man who never achieved many key life to drink. He's in 5 years in my junior, but okay, that will be there.
Thank you.
Have I answered your question?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
Did anyone publish your results and at the time, but due to non-compliance by the government department, they are recording abuse, they are planning to address social abuse to CDA. What measures do you think need to be taken to improve compliance? Because for government,
government department not complying with what CDA needs, it's hard for CDA to give reports or whatever to the minister and to the parliament. Then it is if CDA doesn't function at all. So what do you think, what measures do you think need to be taken to improve the compliance from the government department in the province of Bangui?
That's a very difficult one. Because you are referring to government departments not complying through this CDA. That is giving information to this body, the CDA, which is going to enable the minister to know the work that is done. As for instance, there is a stipulation in terms of the act that a report must be submitted in a certain month and of the year, but that is not going to happen. So of course, in government departments, in have got their own duties, their own deadlines that they are going to meet in terms of the programs of reporting and so on. I seem to think that CDA on its own must be tasked in certain people who may not be bogged down in the ordinary administration of their department with everything is involved. I mean, to be involved in the collection of the material that is required, processing material, discussing with the structures that are involved. CDA, is empowered in terms of the electric tradition committees and subcommittees. That means there could be, for instance, a subcommittee or a task meeting to do that. I mean, I know that a task meeting given to work on a project for so many months. I mean, I've been involved in that. Like, for instance, when I do the setting for DPA, in front of the project that we're working on to do. I mean, those are the tasks that I charge that in 6 months time, produce this, 8 months, 2 months, produce this. So, which in a, I look at it in a being in a helpful to people who are treating this as another duty, not as the primary duty. Yes. Now, the task team will treat it as the duty that it has gotten to do and then report. Within the
South African Council for Social Services proposal.
Yeah, I see that, but we did write the member of parliament, Minister Service Committee, that we need people that are going to make CDA known by South Africa.
Yes.
And what are the things that you think you can do to make sure that it's the awareness done and it's known? Because we need it. We need this force to work very hard to make sure that this substance abuse is actually, because it's killing our children. So, but what I was hearing from other countries is that no awareness are done, they don't know about it, no forums in the provinces. What do you think you could do to change or turn around strategy to make sure that this is going to happen?
I talked earlier on about communication within the public. In the master plan, there is the aspect of often conferences and other forms and often educating the public. I mean, conferences will be one of the methods often getting across the bigger public, in order to know about the working of the CDA. And as you have also indicated, you know, that CDA also needs to liaise directly, you know, within with your provinces. Yes, and the particular department in the province, and engage in conferences and in other forms and often mass dissemination of information. If I recall, for instance, in the case of there's nothing in of this nature that has been happening. One of maybe people who have been here, I mean, with this in the body, and we say that those are some of the things that need to be done. That the CPA engages within the DSD departments at the provincial level, and then also engaging with other formations that are involved in interacting within the public at different areas. For instance, if you take the nursing in the profession, it's spread throughout the country. They are much better organized. They need to know about this because it also impacts on the health of the patient in the area meeting they are involved.
Mm-hmm.
They can be in a position to talk about this in their conferences and so on. Teacher formation, for instance, they need to know about this. Because the Department of Education nationally has gotten a program that involves other departments.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe teacher formation and some of the problems, I'm taking the case of them. If you try to get information, people don't even know, have a clue of what the CDA is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You've made your point.
Professor, hello, and sorry,
yes.
I was in another meeting. I apologize. I'm Michael Wood, with the National Assembly.
Yes.
I just wanted to ask that question because, most of my colleagues have covered most of the bases, but you say you serve on the National Gambling Board.
Yes.
Do you see any conflict between serving on the National Gambling Board and on the CBA at all? And if so, why? And if not, why not?
Uh, if I recall, you did ask me a question some time ago in one of the portfolio committees. but so in another instance. Let me say in another instance. let me put it like this. I don't see a conflict. Yes. Because when I got appointed to the National Gambling Board, among other things, it was the experience as a social worker, in the social sciences, that during the time of the Gambling Review Commission, it was the emphasis on the social economic circumstances of gambling. Now, at the National Gambling Board, I went in through that ticket also, that the process of gambling does lead to some form of humanization rather than being a money spinning affair. I do believe in that. And then also, the experience that one has gotten through the commission work in looking at some of the aspects of addiction. Addiction is addiction. One carries that experience in the working of this commission. Also, we need to understand more about the whole aspect of addiction. Because the stages are the same. There's an interest, there's an aspect of feeling good, then there's the aspect of collapsing. The five stages that they are involved. You start well, and when you collapse, you don't tell people that you're collapsing, but it is certain that are collapsing. I carry that in a type of understanding, which would be very useful in this part, in this committee. And then also, teaching aspect. One happens to like that, having been paid to talk as a teacher for so many years. One likes that. Yeah, that rather than seeing it as a conflict, see it as something that I can make use of my experience in working through body working. I do believe formal organizations and formal structures that have gotten to account at one time or another in a particular way are a vehicle to deal with some of the issues that we have. In this particular case, this is both a health issue and to a very large extent a social issue involving families. The question of values, the question of modeling, the question of pattern formation among us, and the whole thing about the view of life. There are, as the Bible says, that when I was a boy, I thought like a boy. But when I became a man, I behaved like a man. It does happen that when we are young, there are certain things that you do. But when you get older, there are certain perspectives that you develop you develop in life and in looking at the things in life. And then you say to yourself, with God's grace, if I can add something, let me do that. Let me say in the present moment, and I don't have a question. I came here to be asking questions.
Okay.
Then I And then let me take this opportunity, my chair, to thank you and your interviewing committee to give me the opportunity to present myself. As I indicated at the beginning, I'm not in the type of a person who is over presumptuous about my things in life. Do like and I mean to give a space in a way, mm-hmm. space we should be given, and then make myself present in the way I should do that, and then working with other people. I do believe very much in that. Working with other people to confront some of the issues that we have in life, and I mean which is maybe which may be bad things in our lives. We do need the life of each and every individual in this country, especially the people who are growing up, that they are assisted in looking at certain things, and I mean an eye to the future, because the future keeps on being challenging. And then those of us who can give an assistance have been not being conscious as we know all, just but in a manner of working with people, that your understanding of this, my understanding of this, how do we reach this understanding in what and that we are able to do something about this. For instance, when we're in Australia, they said, when do you want to feel? There are in those banks of machines, there's something that they write, which is very true the use of substances. It is said that the house will always win. In the casino language, it means that the casino will always win than the better. The consumption, yes, the casino will always win. Not from the gaming board, from the operator. Now, we are saying that in humanizing, that though the casino always wins, but it must take into account that people are involved. And then there is something that happens in their lives. And then the use and often this, their corporate and social investment and in dealing with some of the problems. Like addiction problems that may arise. Now that's what I mean while you're taking into account that we must bring our experiences together. To say to young people that trust and trust is always understanding is very, very